I don't know how many people in this room heard the following vort out of my mouth, but it's a very, very powerful vort that I heard many years ago from Rav Noach Weinberg, Zichrono Livracha. And it's a vort that I say over, I think, every year at least once. The vort goes like this. A newborn baby is a beautiful thing. Doesn't really do very much except cry and eat some other nasty things. But everybody is gaga over this brand new baby. Beautiful. But you come back 6 months later, and the six-month-old baby is doing the same beautiful things that it was when it was just born, so you would know that you're witnessing a tragedy. A six-month-old baby is a beautiful thing. Six-month-old rolls over already, maybe in some cases even sitting, making eye contact. Come back and the kid is a year old doing the same beautiful things that it was doing at 6 months old, so you know that you're witnessing a tragedy. A one-year-old is a beautiful thing. Come back when the kid is three and he's doing exactly the same beautiful things that he was doing when he was one, so you know that you're witnessing a tragedy. Three-year-old is a beautiful thing. Getting ready to read, he's talking. Come back when he's six, doing the same beautiful things, tragedy. Six-year-old beautiful thing comes back when he's bar mitzvah, doing the same beautiful things at bar mitzvah, it's a tragedy. 13 to 16, also a tragedy. What about 17 to 18, or 18 to 19? Is that a tragedy? Yeah, it's a tragedy. What about 24 to 25? Or 25 to 30, or 30 to 40, or 40 to 50, 50 to 60, 60 to 70, maybe starting to regress a little bit, 70 to 80. We all know that the real answer to the question is that yes, 70 to 80, 80 to 90, it's all a tragedy. Because every minute of life, every year of life is precious. And every minute of life, every year of life is supposed to be maximized for growth. Limnos yadmeinu kein hoda. We're taught to count our days. And we know that if we waste our days, so it's a tragedy. That's one of the most powerful vertluch that I know. And I make sure to say it over every year because it frames what we're doing here on this planet. We're not here to waste our time. We're not here to even have a good time, although you should have a good time because it's necessary for being a healthy human being. But we're here to grow. We're here to change. We're here to develop. And if we don't maximize that opportunity, so it's a tragedy. Well, Maisa, that's a message that I always try to give over. And Be'ez Hashem, today I was zeicha to actually find somebody who says a very similar thing in the Parsha with regard to Shemitah and Yovel, and that's what I'd like to share with you over the next couple of minutes. Parshas Bahar begins with the mitzvah of Shemitah. Inyan Shemitah Etzel Har Sinai. And this year in Eretz Yisrael and everywhere, we all know it's a Shemitah year. And nowadays, a bachur in yeshiva, you don't feel that it's Shemitah all that much. Everything is taken care of for you. Even in the world at large, 7 years ago, 14 years ago, 21 years ago, you felt Shemitah much more starkly. But the more organized things become and the more developed things become, you don't feel Shemitah as much. But still, there is a palpable sense here in Eretz Yisrael during a Shemitah year that Kili Kol Aretz, that it's 1 year where the farmers are not going to work and someone's going to have to support them. And if you're a farmer, so you have a lot more time to learn this year. And that's the message of Shemitah. After Shemitah, so the Torah talks about, the adjoining sugya to Shemitah, and that, of course, is Yovel. When we think of Yovel, so every kid thinks of the Eved Ivri. The Eved Ivri, if he's an Eved Nirtzah, so he goes out in Yovel. What else happens in Yovel? If you buy a piece of land, so then the land goes back to its original owner. You can't sell something permanently because it all belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it goes back. But then there's a halacha in Yovel, which is not too popular, maybe not too well known, but it's one of the 613 mitzvahs. Rambam brings it down in his minyan. And that is the mitzvah of V'safarta lecha sheva shabsoi shonim sheva shonim sheva pa'amim. There's a mitzvah that every year you have to count the year. Very similar to what we do during Sfira. It's our tkufa right now. Every single year you count the year. 7 years, seven times. The Rambam brings it down in Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam brings it down in Yad Chazakah. It's clear from the Sefer HaMitzvahs that it's not just counting in your mind, like a Nida has to count a Shiva Nekiyim, says V'safralah, but that can be in her mind. She doesn't have to say it bepet. But the Rambam says that when you count the years, you have to count them out loud. Just like Sfira Sa'imer, you have to count it out loud, you have to count the bepet. Mimachras HaShabbos, you have to be sefer seven times, seven weeks. Sheva Shabbos is Tamimais, is a similar idea. Now what's the sevens all about, and what's the counting all about, and what does it have to do with all the various sevens? Shavua is seven, swearing is a lashon of seven. So there's a lot of spooky things on the topic. And if you take a look at the Sefer HaChinuch just leaves us with this comment. He says, Va'ato ha-ben ha-yakir. He's writing to his son. My dear son, Tizke v'tachpor. You'll be zeche and you'll search. V'tarba hadas and you'll get more das. V'tovin b'dvarim and you'll understand all these deep secrets. V'anechi kvar ishlamti malachti, but I already finished my work here. Zois lahar ruchacha b'shailah, just to ask you the shailah, why is it seven? But let's at least ask ourselves the question on a basic level. Why is it that we have this mitzvah to count 7 times 7 years, and how does it tie into the mitzvah of Sfira Sa'imah? Of counting 7 times 7 days. I had an opportunity, not a happy opportunity, this summer. Summer, this Bein Hazmanim. Came back from America and got to participate in a mitzvah, not a happy mitzvah, but a mitzvah that I never thought that I would be able to do. And that is participated in the kvura of a meis mitzvah. There was a person in Tellstone, lived there for a year, two, maybe three, not very old, in his 50s, no wife, no kids, never married. And he learned in the kollel in the Beit Zion, more or less kept himself. And during Bein Hazmanim, so he learned in the Yeshiva's Bein Hazmanim that I always learned at. And one day, the first week of Bein Hazmanim, you know, sort of in between Tekufa, so he just disappeared. And he was quiet, he had no family, whatever, so no one noticed. But a couple of days later, somebody spotted him through the window of his apartment, and they broke the door down, and they found him. Now, the next couple of days were spent trying to find out whether this person had any family, calling America and this and that, the other thing, does he have a sister, does he have a brother? At the end, there was nothing. And so it was a meis mitzvah. The community took upon itself to bring him to Kavura, bought a burial plot, and that's what it was. You're standing there in Beit Shemesh, burying a meis mitzvah. A number of ha'aras that you have at such a time. Number one is that how fortunate, how lucky we are to have people who take care of us and who we mean something to, and that there's always somebody there for us. We make a difference in other people's lives. This person is all by himself. Number two is that in a situation where somebody has nobody else, then the community does come forward. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh, Loyam and Yisrael, every Jew has somebody. But then, of course, is the most powerful message, which is the message that you always have when you're at a Beis HaKavaris, and that is that Chayitin Alibay. There you have this guy, 50-something, and all of a sudden he disappears one day, and it's all finished. It's all over. The Klei Yakar says an unbelievable thing about this mitzvah of the Sufrala. He says, B'derech Remez. He says, why is it that every person has to count 50 years? What's the 50 years? So he says it's a pasuk. The pasuk says that what's the average, what's the normal lifespan of a person? Yemeshnoi Seinu Shivim Shana. Nowadays people live longer. But in the classic sense, it's 70 years. 70, take away 20. A person doesn't become a Bar Einshin until he's 20 years old. Why? Because Ayah Peri Adam Yivaleid, a person is born wild. It takes until he's 20 to grow up, until his das kicks in and he really knows what he's doing. And then you have 50 years to live. Zakta Klei Yakar, count every single year. Usfartem. Every single year you gotta count. Make sure that the year is a year of ruchnius. Make sure it's a year of growth. Make sure that you don't whittle away your time. And he says it so beautifully. I wish I could read the entire thing, but it would take us till tomorrow. Make sure that you don't spend your years just trying to earn a living and spending all your days like that and accomplishing nothing. Every person has 50 years to count. Count them all and make sure that you maximize all of them. He ends off with one last thought, which I'll leave you with also. He says, what's the 50th year? The 50th year is Yovel. Yovel, what do? We blow the shofar. We're blowing the shofar on Yovel. Why? What's blowing the shofar, and why does it have to be on Yom Kippur, and why the 50th year? So he says the 50th year, which is the 70th year, is the date of departure. That's when it's all over. And he says, just like in Sfiras HaOmer, where we count down, or count up, to Shavuos, and Shavuos was the day, after 49 days of counting, of being metaken our mitzvahs on the 50th day, so we've totally been mevatel yetzer hara. That's what happened at Maamad Har Sinai. That's what happens also on the Yom Kippur, which is the day that we're mevatel our yetzer hara. That's what happens after. That's what happens on Yovel. But it's a process. Every year is a count. Every year is an accounting. Every day during Sfira is a count. Every day is an accounting. And eventually, step by step by step by step, one year and one day after another, a person can come to an appreciation not only of what he's doing, of being mevatel his yetzer hara, to the point that after the 50, on that day, when it's time to move on to the next realm, so you hear tkiyas shofar, and it resounds, and it's mashma that you accomplished your purpose in this world. I'll give each and every one of you a bracha, that you should count your days, and that every minute and every hour and every day, every week, month, year, decade should be precious. And l'mnois k'myomeinu kein hoda, v'safartel cha sheva shabsai shonim sheva shonim sheva pa'amim, our lives should be 120 years and more than 120 years, but at least symbolically, life is 50 years. From the time we're mature until it's all over. And every year's got to be counted. Every year's got to count. I give you all a bracha that your years should count to the ultimate, and that each one of you should grow to be a great person, a Godel B'Yisrael. Good Shabbos.